Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. What would you miss if you couldn't read? That's the question being asked by the Community Literacy Centers as they gear up for their annual fundraiser, Literacy Live. It's hard for me to shape any meaningful perspective since words are and have been such an indelible part of my own life. But think about it just for an instant as you drive along on your daily commute. If the stop signs and detour signs, billboards and storefronts, and the thousands of written messages we are exposed to daily held no meaning whatsoever, what would you do if the words and letters you rely upon in your everyday life were nothing more than a series of jumbled symbols with no sense and no order? What would you do if you too were illiterate? It's not even about reading for pleasure. Those that know me personally will tell you how easy it is for me to get lost in a book, so absorbed, in fact, that I am often immune to the world around me, immersing myself in the lush and imaginative worlds of Jane Austen and J.K. Rowling, the bleak apocalyptic reality forged by Cormac McCarthy, the transcendent poetry of Rumi or Rilke. I think about the way I use literacy in my daily life, and the list is endless. From the time I wake up and open the first news articles of the day, to understanding the construction signs on my daily commute downtown, to the hundreds of emails I rely upon each week to conduct my business, or the blogs I read to keep up with important industry trends, the words I must write to inform the public of programs and activities my workplace produces, to texts with my husband as we check in with one another during the day, and yes, even writing down words for this very commentary. Words to me are as essential as breath. As humans, they are one of the most fundamental ways we can connect with one another. They can heal as much as they can hurt. They can provide inspiration and give us direction in the most fundamental of ways. Which brings us back to the question, what would you miss if you couldn't read? How would you cope if you couldn't understand the simplest words we rely upon to get through the day? At present, there are approximately 140,000 illiterate adults in Oklahoma County. That's 140,000 individuals whom, for multiple reasons, struggle to survive in a world that by its very existence serves to work against them. From the single mom who was bullied out of her classroom because she couldn't grasp basic reading skills, to the children who grew up in a home where education and, yes, even reading were frowned upon, to the women held illiterate by their own spouses as a means of control and abuse, and to the immigrants, doctors and engineers in their own countries, who seek asylum and a better world in our free society. These are the stories behind illiteracy, and these are the people for whom basic reading is essential to survival. We're not understanding directions on a prescription bottle, or knowing whether a food product contains peanuts could mean the difference between life and death. We're not being able to read information about storm season or process basic financial transactions or fill out tax forms could reap devastating consequences. There is no one cause for illiteracy, and there is no one cure, but there is hope. Oklahoma City's Community Literacy Centers is dedicated to teaching adults to read, with more than 35,000 success stories since its inception almost 30 years ago. CLC provides free reading classes and tutoring in a safe and welcoming environment, providing instruction in both basic literacy and English as a second language, opening new doors of opportunity for the adults they serve. So as you go about your day, think about the many ways literacy touches your life. And if you're inclined, visit the CLC website at communityliteracy.com to learn more about how this agency is helping Oklahomans by teaching them to read. Or just pop on Twitter or Facebook and using the hashtag, #IfICouldn'tRead, share with the world what you would miss most if, like the 140,000 adults in Oklahoma County, you couldn't read. I've seen it in your eyes and I've read it in books. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.